You're at war with the food industry, and they're winning. The battlefield? Your local grocery store. The weapon? Sugar, hiding behind 56 different MAEMs. While childhood obesity has quadrupled since 1980 and type 2 diabetes has exploded in adolescence, the real enemy is metabolic syndrome, affecting not just the visibly overweight, but 40% of normal weight individuals too. Our food landscape has transformed dramatically. Between 1982 and 2012, processed food consumption doubled to nearly 23% of American food spending. Notice how supermarkets are designed? Real foods line the perimeter, while the interior aisles house processed items engineered for extended shelf life, achieved primarily through sugar and harmful fats. What makes this particularly disturbing is how this transformation happened with our tacit approval. We've been seduced by convenience, flavor engineering, and clever marketing into accepting food that isn't really food at all. The consequences are devastating our healthcare system, with chronic metabolic diseases now accounting for 75% of healthcare costs. And the food industry won't change until we demand better, with both our voices and our wallets. Five nutrients drive our chronic disease epidemic when consumed excessively. Trans fats may be most dangerous, synthetic fats that neither bacteria nor our mitochondria can digest. They damage metabolic machinery, like putting plastic in an engine instead of oil. Omega-6 fatty acids are essential in small amounts, but create inflammation when excessive. The ideal omega-6 to omega-3 ratio should be 1:1, but typical American diets contain about 25:1, causing chronic inflammation. Branched-chain amino acids, abundant in corn-fed beef and protein-fortified foods, overwhelm mitochondria and convert to liver fat when excessive. Alcohol produces complex effects. Small amounts can benefit health, but excess forces the liver to prioritize alcohol metabolism, causing fat accumulation. Sugar, particularly fructose, may be most insidious. Americans consume about 22 teaspoons daily, half hidden in unexpected foods. Fructose doesn't trigger leptin, satiety hormone, but stimulates ghrelin, hunger hormone, creating a craving cycle. This explains why a 20-ounce soda doesn't satisfy hunger. The fructose drives further consumption rather than satisfying it. With 80% of America's 600,000 food items containing added sugar, we must become our own defense force. The FDA regulates only acute toxins while largely ignoring chronic ones, making food labels our primary defense, though even these are deliberately confusing. Nutrition Facts labels don't distinguish between natural and added sugars. Serving sizes often appear unrealistically small by design, making sugar content seem lower than what most people actually consume in one sitting. When examining labels, calculate the percentage of calories from carbohydrates rather than focusing solely on total calories. Be cautious if more than 40% comes from carbs, particularly refined ones. The total fat listing has limited value, since different fats have dramatically different health effects. The saturated fat hypothesis of heart disease has been largely debunked. For most people, saturated fat is cardiovascularly neutral, and your liver actually requires some to function properly. For trans fats, check ingredients and avoid partially hydrogenated oils, as products with less than 0.49 grams per serving can be labeled trans fat free. Notably, sugar has no dietary reference intake, the only foodstuff without one, because the food industry successfully argued sugar is not a nutrient, allowing unlimited addition to processed foods. The food industry uses numerous alternative names for sugar, hiding its prevalence. When sugar appears under multiple names, each sweetener moves down the ingredient list, creating the illusion that sugar is a minor component rather than potentially the main ingredient. Common sugar aliases include agave nectar, barley malt, brown rice syrup, cane juice, corn sweetener, dextrose, evaporated cane juice, fruit juice concentrate, high fructose corn syrup, honey, maltodextrin, maple syrup, and molasses. All these sugars affect your body similarly, regardless of whether they're organic, natural, or processed. Your liver processes fructose and honey the same way it handles high fructose corn syrup. This labeling strategy confuses consumers trying to make healthier choices. Products might claim no high fructose corn syrup while containing multiple other sweeteners. Similarly, no added sugar products often contain fruit juice concentrates, essentially sugar with minimal nutritional value. Reduced sugar products frequently substitute artificial sweeteners while maintaining some added sugars, training the palate to expect extreme sweetness and potentially increasing sweet food cravings. Sugar infiltrates many seemingly healthy products. Plain beans contain minimal natural sugars, 0 to 1 gram, while flavored varieties like Bush's Grillin' Beans pack 21 grams per half cup serving. Beverage contrasts are stark. Unsweetened almond milk has 0 gram sugar, while sweetened vanilla versions contain 14 grams per cup. Fruit juices deliver concentrated sugar without fiber, with apple juice containing 26 grams per 8 ounce and pomegranate juice 32 grams. Even staple foods like bread contain hidden sweeteners. Most sandwich breads have 4 to 5 grams sugar per 2 slices. Sara Lee's 45 calories wheat bread contains 4 different sweeteners despite its low-calorie marketing. Breakfast foods are particularly sugar-laden. Cold cereals typically contain 6 to 12 grams sugar per serving from multiple sweetener sources. Ironically, breakfast cereals originated as health foods created by religious groups who believed sweet foods would reduce alcohol desire. Yogurt products contain surprising sugar amounts. Activia-flavored yogurts have 17 to 19 grams per 4-ounce serving, while Yoplait original varieties contain 26 grams per 6-ounce. Even Greek yogurts aren't immune. Chobani's flavored non-fat options contain 18 to 21 grams per 6-ounce serving. Shop the perimeter of supermarkets for whole foods. Be cautious of products with recognizable logos in interior aisles. Check ingredients. If sugar appears in the first 3, consider it dessert. Avoid anything with partially hydrogenated ingredients, regardless of sugar content. Be skeptical of health claims. Heart-healthy, natural, and organic products often contain significant added sugars. Made with whole grains doesn't guarantee a primarily whole grain product. Cook at home to control ingredients. Simple meals typically contain less sugar than processed alternatives. Batch cooking on weekends provides quick options for busy weekdays. Retrain your palate gradually. After weeks of reduced sugar consumption, previously normal foods often taste too sweet, while whole foods' natural sweetness becomes more satisfying. Add fiber-rich foods, healthy fats, and protein to stabilize blood sugar and reduce cravings. When consuming sugar, pair it with fiber, fat, or protein to slow absorption. While individual food choices matter, the sugar problem extends beyond personal responsibility. Our food environment prioritizes profits over health, often supported by government policies through subsidies and industry-influenced guidelines. Meaningful change requires both individual action and systemic reform. We need better labeling, reduced sugar in schools, elimination of sugar subsidies, and improved public health education to create an environment where healthy choices become easier. The stakes are high. Metabolic diseases from excessive sugar dominate healthcare costs and threaten to make current children the first generation with shorter lifespans than their parents. By understanding sugar's disguises and implementing strategies to reduce consumption, we can protect our health despite our challenging food environment. Good food enhances happiness, creativity, cognitive function, and productivity while reducing disease risk. It's our most valuable investment. The food industry has been writing our health story for decades. It's time we wrote our own ending.